Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Ah Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Tulipomania by Mike Dash is a narrative history of one of the most famous economic and cultural crazes in European memory, the Dutch tulip boom of the 17th century. Using the Republic of the Netherlands at its commercial peak as a backdrop, Dash explores how a newly fashionable flower became a symbol of status, taste, and aspiration, and how that symbolism fed a market in rare bulbs that began to resemble modern speculation. The book situates tulip trading within the era's social habits, expanding urban wealth and lively world of merchants, artisans, collectors, and tavern deals. Rather than treating the episode as a simple morality tale, it examines the mechanics of desire and belief that can inflate value far beyond practical use. Part social history, part market story, Tulipomania connects botany, art, and commerce to show how beauty, scarcity, and storytelling can move prices and people alike. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Dutch Golden Age setting and why tulips mattered. A core topic in Tulipomania is the world that made the craze possible. The Dutch Republic was prosperous, urban, and commercially inventive, with global trade networks and a rising middle class eager to display success. Dash highlights how this environment encouraged collecting, connoisseurship, and competition for status. Tulips were not just plants, they were fashionable signals, traded among people who were learning to think in terms of novelty, rarity, and refined taste. The book also ties tulips to broader cultural currents, including the era's fascination with exotic imports and the prestige attached to gardens and horticulture. That context matters because it shows tulip mania was not an isolated oddity, but an outgrowth of real social incentives and a market culture already comfortable with risk. By framing tulips as both aesthetic objects and social currency, the narrative explains why demand could intensify quickly. The flower's appeal becomes understandable. It was beautiful, new, and capable of marking someone as worldly and discerning. In that setting, a rare bulb could function like a luxury good, a conversation piece, and an investment story at the same time, making the stage ripe for speculation. Secondly, how rarity, botany, and collecting created runaway value, Dash devotes attention to the natural and practical factors that made certain tulips extraordinarily desirable. Collectors prized unusual color patterns and distinctive varieties, and the book explains how scarcity can be both real and perceived. Tulips were difficult to propagate quickly, and prized varieties could not simply be mass-produced on demand. This created long lead times, limited supply, and uncertainty, conditions that often amplify market excitement. The book also explores the culture of horticultural expertise, where knowing which bulbs were truly exceptional carried social and financial power. In such a world, rarity is not just a number. It is a story about origin, authenticity, and prestige. Dash shows how those stories travel through communities of enthusiasts and traders, inflaming desire. Once a few high-profile sales establish a benchmark, the market starts to treat a bulb less as a plant and more as a token of future value. The narrative makes clear that the tulip's biological constraints and the collector's mindset reinforced each other. Slow reproduction increased scarcity, scarcity fed status, and status invited people to pay more, which in turn convinced others that the most coveted tulips were worth chasing at nearly any price. Thirdly, trading practices, informal markets, and the psychology of speculation. Another important theme is how tulips were bought and sold, and how trading customs can turn enthusiasm into a bubble. Dash describes a marketplace that was not a single regulated exchange, but a patchwork of deals, networks, and gatherings where reputation and rumor played major roles. Agreements could resemble forward contracts, with bulbs promised for delivery later, allowing people to participate with relatively little cash up front. That structure can widen participation and increase leverage, like behavior, which makes price swings more dramatic. The book also emphasizes the human elements, bravado, fear of missing out, and the contagious confidence that arises when everyone seems to be profiting. As prices rise, participants begin to treat price increases as evidence of inevitability rather than as a warning sign. Dash uses this to illustrate a timeless dynamic: markets run on narratives, and when narratives become self-reinforcing, valuation drifts away from fundamentals. The tavern and meeting house culture of trading also matters because it creates a social feedback loop. A deal is not only economic, it is a performance before peers. In that setting, people may accept escalating prices to maintain status, prove sophistication, or avoid embarrassment, all of which can accelerate speculative momentum. Fourthly, the peak, the break, and what collapse actually looks like, Tulipomania examines not just the ascent of prices, but the abrupt shift in confidence that triggers collapse. Dash explores how a market can appear stable until a moment when buyers hesitate, liquidity dries up, and recent assumptions stop holding. The story highlights a key idea: Bubbles often burst because belief changes faster than underlying conditions. Once buyers begin to doubt that someone else will pay more, the chain of expectation breaks. The book also addresses the aftermath, where participants must renegotiate obligations, explain losses, and preserve social standing. Rather than presenting a simplistic picture of universal ruin, the narrative underscores how impacts can vary by participant, contract type, and timing. Some people are exposed heavily, others escape. Many experience the messy middle ground of disputes and settlements. Dash also situates the downturn within Dutch civic life, where authorities and communities face pressure to respond. This makes the collapse more than a graph of prices. It is a social event that tests trust, contracts, and reputations. By focusing on how uncertainty spreads and how people react when paper wealth evaporates, the book offers a grounded view of why speculative systems can unravel quickly and why the consequences are often as much psychological and communal as they are financial. Lastly, myth versus history and the lessons people keep retelling. A final topic is how tulip mania became a lasting cautionary tale, sometimes simplified into a moral fable about foolishness. Dash investigates the difference between the enduring legend and the more nuanced historical reality, showing how later retellings can exaggerate, compress, or weaponize events for rhetorical effect. This matters because tulip mania is frequently invoked in discussions of modern bubbles, from stocks to housing to digital assets. The book encourages readers to ask what parts of the story are supported by evidence and what parts are cultural memory. It also explores why certain historical episodes become symbolic. They are vivid, memorable, and easy to use as analogies. Dash's approach helps readers see that the usefulness of an analogy depends on accuracy. If the past is misrepresented, the lessons drawn from it can be misleading. At the same time, the enduring power of the tulip story reveals something true about human behavior. People are drawn to narratives where beauty, greed, prestige, and fear collide. By separating sensational elements from plausible mechanisms, the book provides a more reliable framework for thinking about mania, crowd behavior, and the way markets can be shaped by stories as much as by tangible value. In conclusion, this book suits readers who enjoy narrative history, economic drama, and cultural storytelling, especially anyone curious about how markets and human desire interact. Garden and art enthusiasts will also find value in its attention to taste, collecting, and the social meaning attached to a flower. The benefit is practical as well as historical. Tulipomania helps readers recognize recurring patterns in speculative moments, such as scarcity narratives, rapid social imitation, informal leverage, and the fragile role of confidence. Those insights translate to everyday decisions, from evaluating investment hype to noticing how status and storytelling influence spending. Compared with many books that use tulip mania as a brief anecdote, Dash offers a richer, more atmospheric reconstruction of the people and conditions behind the episode. That depth makes the lessons more credible, because they arise from context rather than slogans. The book is worth buying if you want a compelling account that bridges botany, commerce, and psychology without turning history into a simplistic parable. It provides a memorable case study in how rational incentives and irrational impulses can coexist, and how a society's values can turn an object of beauty into a vehicle for extraordinary passion and risk. If you would like to support Mike Dash, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.